Hello, this is Khalees, and this is Khalees Exists. This is my first podcast. I know I'm a big boy now. I did actually record an episode on the 25th, on Christmas Day, but I didn't trust my content to be suitable for Christmas Day. You know, I discussed certain things, like Kevin Spacey, possibly, but obviously not, bumping up his accusers, because he's obviously a sinister man. And I thought, you don't want to hear that on Christmas Day. But the 27th, yeah, perfect day, isn't it? So I'm here. This is my first go at a podcast. And it's basically going to be a rip-off of Bill Burr's podcast. In the sense, it's going to be a guy ranting and raving. And occasionally, there'll be someone I talk to. Because I'm lazy, and I know the more complicated I make this, the less likely it will ever happen. I've kept it very simple, to a point where it won't be enjoyable. And if it is enjoyable, then I've gone against my own code. I don't want you to have any enjoyment, because this is free, and you should have to pay. No, of course. You're welcome. Hi, I'm inside your ears right now. If you've got headphones on, maybe stupidly you're playing this out loud and your family are listening to it and they're like, this is what you're into? Oh, maybe I'll disown you. Like, I've always supported your choices, but this podcast isn't one I can support. So, see you later. Bye. So, hello. This is episode 1. It's the 27th of December, 2019. Yes. So why is the 20s, mate? Yeah. I'm going to start my own bootlegging operation. Yeah. Get the moonshine out. Oh. I did a little quiet burp there. But I kept it away. Because I didn't want you to have to listen to that. All right? Because I speak kindly of you, right? You mean a lot to me. I don't want to burp in your ears. Which actually is another thing I did on the unheard, forgotten, special bootleg episode that you'll never hear of the show that I recorded on Christmas Day. I burped live on it. Yeah, because I'm a punk. Yeah. It's like just ripping up the airwaves. You know what I mean? I do what I want. Yeah. Fuck you. I won't do what you tell me. So, yeah. So that's another reason why you'll never hear it. You know? I want to be more classy on Christmas Day, you know, to burp and talk about, you know, sex offenders. So I'm doing it again. Right, forget all that. Forget all that. It says you were just going to have a good time, all right? No unsavory talk. I mean, there might be. This is not very well planned, as you may have noticed. So occasionally I might say something unsavory, something I don't agree with. Something you don't want to hear. So feel free to listen to another podcast. Bill Burr's is actually, yeah, you know what? Stop listening to this. Listen to Bill Burr's podcast if you haven't already. That's my recommendation. That's the sort of podcast this is, where we actually condone listening to other podcasts rather than this. I don't know how I say we, as if I've got some giant organization. Us. At the Khalees Kiriakou Khalees Exists organization, would like to support the following podcasts. But no, it's just me in a room at home. Well, I say at home, at the family home, my sister's home, really, in Southampton. A place that is mainly known for the Spitfire and the Titanic, two modes of transport that tragically never made it home, never made it back to Southampton. Which, although sounds tragic, they also didn't have to go back to Southampton, which is also an achievement. And what you do if you're from Southampton. Yeah. All my friends from Southampton, I mean, the two of them, are like, how dare he? I'm turning this off. And now I have minus two listeners. So what is the point of this podcast, you may ask? Well, I don't know. No, the whole point is to just remind people I exist, hoping that maybe if you listen to us enough, you'll go to one of my shows. Because let's face it, if you're willing to go through this rubbish, you know, you're probably stupid enough to turn up to No, I mean kind enough and wonderful enough to turn up to one of my comedy creative events. Yeah, that's what I'm calling it now. It's not stand-up. It's comedy creation for all. So yeah, I'm going to be ripping off Bill Burr. Also, my reading style or my oratory style is rightly compared to Marvin the Paranoid Android from The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. So that will also be inspiration for this podcast. Pardon me for breathing, which I never knew anyway, so I don't know why I bother to say it. Oh, God, I'm so depressed. Here's another one of those self-satisfied doors. Life. Don't talk to me about life. Yeah. That and the structure of the show is inspired by my ADHD. Do you know what? I've noticed I've got a bit of an annoying lisp since recording this. And I don't think I used to have it. I think I developed it from doing a Humphrey Bogart impression. Because he adopted, when he went from playing sort of spivvy kind of, or like sort of posh sort of guys, you know, like, oh, tennis in the 30s. And then he went on to play gangsters and heavies and tough guys. He adopted a lisp. And I was doing a friend's, my housemate's murder mystery party. And it was inspired by Casablanca. And I, very luckily, was given the Rick from Casablanca role. Except he was called Kirk Ransom for copyright reasons. And I went full meta, because that's what I do for murder mystery dinners. I go, okay, Fawnsley rule, yeah. I lived in Casablanca for 20 years. I didn't do that. But I did practice the voice, which probably isn't great. But I did have to bring on a lisp, the sort of, you know, he's looking at you, kid, which isn't great, but it is lispy. He's looking at you, kid. Hey, sweetheart, sweetheart. See, lispy. And since then, I've been a bit, yeah, it's not a nice noise. So I apologise for that. My friends here are probably going, actually, Cleese, you've always had an annoying lisp. I don't think I did. But maybe I did. Who cares? Yeah. So there you go. That's going to be the catchphrase of my podcast. So there we go. So there we go. So this is the real first episode, not the one you'll never hear. So I'm going to go through, what should we do? What would you like to do? What would you like to talk about? I'm going to go through my Christmas. Yeah. Why not? And if you don't like that, there are other things available. Yeah. What else could you listen to instead of this? Porn soundtracks. Yeah. If you got that for Christmas, the bumper CD of the best porn soundtracks in the world ever, volume 12. As we know, volume 11 to 1. You should say 1 to 11. Anyway. So there we go. Came out the years before. Yes, on CD. Yes, so there we go. Yes, this is a self-indulgent podcast, like all podcasts, especially ones done by open mic comedians. Yeah, we all have them, and no one listens to them. you know, our family will listen to the first one and go, oh, that's nice. Oh, he's done it every day. I'm not listening to that rubbish, but I'll just go, well done for carrying on. Yeah. Oh, I'm very proud of you for trying. Not for the quantity or the quality, but for trying, despite it being awful. That's usually what people mean, by the way. If anyone goes, oh, I'm really proud of you for trying, they mean, you're terrible, but you keep doing it. I'm amazed, because any normal person would have given up. I should be trying out different laughs on this podcast. You got the Santa laugh. Ho, 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 ho. all my toys were cheaply made in Taiwan. They're cheaper than the elves. You got sort of an maniacal laugh. The ho, ho, ha, 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 ha. It's almost or like a skeletal laugh.
Hey, man.
He loved a good laugh, this Skeletor. He man, on the other hand, not very, no sense of humor, you know? It was all, I have the power. It was never like, two rabbis walk into a bar. So Christmas Eve, I got here via train. Took me 12 hours due to Southwest trains. It didn't. It wasn't that bad. It's fine. Fine. I'm fine. I'm all right. Okay. Leave it. Leave it. Leave it. I got here and we watched Die Hard, as is our Christmas Eve tradition. I don't know what you're saying. Oh, it's not a Christmas movie. Christmas movies, Khalees, about families. And, you know, a traditional Christmas movie would be about a father who's maybe doesn't realise he's inadequate to his wife and to his kids. You know, he's not really being the dad he can be. But through Christmas, he's given the opportunity to prove his love and to prove himself to his wife and to his kids. And they become stronger at the end of it through going through a magnificent and extraordinary situation. They end up stronger together in the end. That's what Christmas film's about. And that's what Die Hard's about. Yeah, that's right. Do you believe it's a Christmas movie? Because it is. Yes. Mm. Indeed. Indeed. It's also, I gotta say, the action scenes are good, but the dialogue, oh, so much better. It's almost a screwball comedy sometimes. My favourite bit is near the beginning, and the terrorists have invaded, and he's panicking, and he's got like, he's stolen a radio, and he's called like the police emergency line. And they're like, you shouldn't be calling this. This is an emergency line only. And Bruce Willis is like, no fucking shit, lady. Do I sound like I'm ordering a pizza? So good. And the bit where the two cops outside, so there's Dwayne, the one who's like from Breakfast Club. He's always like, oh, this guy's rubbish. And then this big guy, how? Ow? Ow, right? Who knows? The Twinkie man. He's like, this guy's great. And he's like, I think he's a cop. And Dwayne's like, well, why do you think that? And he's like, you know, it's just some of the things he said. Like being able to spot a phony ID. And he's like, Jesus Christ, Al. He could be a fucking bartender for you know. And there's a really weird but brilliant bit where Bruce Willis is wrestling the guy whose brother he killed. And he's like, what's it? I'm going to choke you. I'm going to beat you. I'm going to fucking eat you. Something like that. It's, I'm misquoting it, but I can't be asked to get up. But it's great. Ah, oh, the days when Bruce Willis used to care. You remember? You remember the days when Bruce Willis used to... Ooh. Those beeps were me actually checking that I started the time for the show. I didn't. So it's going to be longer than I planned. Yeah, bonus time. That also... if you take out all the times of me going, so there we go. then we'll be on time. They're just extra fat. Do you know what that's for? It's because I know most people aren't going to be sitting listening to this doing nothing. If anything, you'll be, I don't know, beating up a priest or masturbating or working out while you're listening to this. You'll be doing something else, won't you? So this is extra buffer so you don't miss anything, you know? In between me talking actual sentences will just be me going blah, 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 blah. You know, and when that's happening, you know you can plan for your life, go on a cruise, come back, and by the time you return, I'll be talking something vaguely interesting again. also, something about Die Hard is So cop. Al? Is it Al? Yeah. Do you know what? I'm going to just vaguely say names. Yeah. Rather than like researching or saying the name wrong and you writing going, actually, please, it's this. I'm just going to say whatever I feel it is and just leave it there. So Twinkie Cop, the whole thing is like he can't shoot people anymore because he killed a kid. I know. Oh, it's such a shame. I'm like, oh, imagine not being able to kill people just because some kid got in the way. Oh. But don't worry, at the end, he uses his gun again. Whee! So he's free to call male kids. I'd like to think they wouldn't do that now, you know? They'd probably be like, Don't know if it's very sympathetic for the character to be a child murderer. Or maybe they would. Maybe they should. Who knows? I don't. No. No strong opinions here. I'll say strong opinions and then I'll back away from them. But then also defend them. Yeah. Then on Christmas Day, we went up to visit my granddad in the cemetery. I do miss him, my old granddad. We went to see him, which was nice. Nice sunny Christmas morning. And then as we were leaving, we realised that there was a couple of, like, a bunch of teenage boys smoking weed just in the graveyard on Christmas Day, you know? Probably like, our parents don't understand us. We only understand each other. That's why we're in a graveyard, because we understand that life is also on the edge of death, yeah? And that's why we smoke weed, to be free, free of minds, from our bodies. But I don't blame him, either. Do what you want. Go on and have some Christmas weed. It's what Jesus would have wanted. That's what the three wise men gave him, wasn't it? Gold, frankincense, and ganja. My laugh sound a bit like wheezy coughs. I think that's my ex-smoker in me. I quit smoking about 6 weeks ago. Oh, it's crazy because when I used to smoke, I think about all sorts of things, philosophy and the world, and come up with ideas for stories and jokes. Now, I don't smoke, and I just think about, oh, do you remember cigarettes? They were good, weren't they? Oh, go and have one. Just one. What's one going to do? And then once you break through, you have one, you're like, well, I had one. Might as well have two. Or three, or four, or a whole pack. Oh, but it's horrible. It's weird, though, because if you have ever quit and then you've ended up smoking, it's very disappointing. It's not what you imagine it was, right? That's, you know, it's an addiction. Because in your brain, it's like, go on, it'll be amazing. You'll be like Humphrey Bogart, won't you? Smoking, oh, it'll fill your lungs and you'll just feel one with the world again. Instead, you smoke it and you're like, oh, I've just got my mouth around a car exhaust. So, yeah, don't smoke. Or do, if you want, but you shouldn't. I don't know. This isn't a podcast where you go for advice, okay? Don't be like, oh, Chris shouldn't have said that because blah, blah, blah. This isn't the... If you're looking for a podcast to give you advice and to hear a role model, this isn't it. This is just a bloke lisping his way through random nonsensical nonsense, which is in itself is nonsense. The words nonsensical nonsense is nonsense. Yes, indeed. Now, when it comes to Christmas Day arguments, I think it usually relies on, like, how much you've eaten, right? You have to be somewhere in the middle between dinner being so late you're hungry and eating so much you want to fight. You know what I mean? Because if you're hungry, you'll get tetchy and you'll be like, ah, oh, fuck this shit. But then if you've just had 400 roast potatoes and a big pile of carbs and alcohol, you're also going to be a bit irritable. So you've got to find a balance in between, right? To avoid a Christmas Day punch-up. Because that's what Boxing Day is for, isn't it? You all try really hard on Christmas Day and you plaster on the smiles. Oh, yes, that's great, thanks, yeah. Great, great. And on Boxing Day, it's like, I fucking hate you, no wonder I left home. Bam! That's what it's called, Boxing Day. Yeah, fact. It's not a fact. But it is a fact. It's not. But it is. Yes. Indeed. We watched The Bishop's Wife on Christmas Day. The original with Cary Grant, not the remake with Denzel Washington. Don't watch remakes. Yeah, I only watch films in black and white. Not even that. I watch films in chrome. That's like the cool thing to call black and white now, isn't it? When they re-released when they re-released Logan and Mad Max Fury Road in black and white, they had to call it chrome because they're worried that people are going, oh, black and white, there's no colour. Oh, so it's chrome. So it sounds exciting. But it's black and white, all right? So yeah, we watched The Bishop's Wife, and it's basically, it's set at Christmas Day, and Cary Grant is an angel, and David Niven is a bishop. And Cary Grant comes to visit David Niven to give him some help. And that mainly seems to involve hitting on his wife. It's called The Bishop's Wife because Cary Grant basically just seduces her into David Niven becoming so jealous. He acknowledges her and realizes he loves her. Apparently, it couldn't be done any other way. It had to be Cary Grant hitting on her. At least that's what he said. When he's talking to God, God's like, are you sure there's not another way as an angel you can get him to sort of appreciate his wife? No? You could like talk to, show him some memories. Maybe we'd do a sort of Christmas Carol thing, show him what he had and what he would miss if he doesn't appreciate her. No, I have to seduce her and fuck her until he realizes he loves her. All right, if you're sure, yes. I mean, you do that every year, don't you, Cary Grant? Yes, well, it's the best routine. It's not just her, it's every woman. He seduces them all. A couple of men as well, I think. Yeah. And then he wipes their memory at the end. It's like, yes, you'll never remember that I seduced you. And I've gone now, and you'll never see me again. Oh, I'd love to be an angel. It sounds great fun. Yeah. Seduce mortals, delete their memory, go to the other side of the universe. so that your secret half-angel, half-human kids never find you. Then after that, we played a board game. We played Blockbusters. Not the 80s TV show. They basically made a game based on Blockbuster's rental stores, you know, because everyone misses them. Even though, when they started, everyone hated them because they destroyed all the small video shops. And now people go, oh, I miss Blockbusters. And you go, oh, when did you go? Oh, all the time as a kid. No, but I mean, like, before it closed. Did you go, no, not for years. No. But also, they turned down the chance to buy Netflix. So no sympathy for you guys. Yeah, fuck you. No, but I do have nostalgic memories. So we got the game. And part of the game, you get a card with a film on. You have to quote it, right? Or you can make up a quote. I was playing with Mum, and the quote she said to me was, here's Johnny. And I was like, The Shining. She went, no. I went, what? If it's not The Shining, I don't know what it is. Bless her. Turned out the answer was Halloween, which I got it somehow. She did it again with my brother. She went, I'll be back. And my brother went, oh, Terminator. She's like, no. And he was like, okay, maybe it's another Arnold Schwarzenegger film. Because she went, oh, I might not get the right quote, but it'd be the right person. For the right film. But like, you know, the classic Morgan and Wise, I'm playing all the right notes, not necessarily. Let's try that again. Okay. And take two. I'm playing all the right notes, just not necessarily in the right order. So my brother went through like loads of Arnie movies. Turned out it was Robocop. She was like, oh, he is in that, isn't he? No, he's not. I love you though, Mama. If you're listening, yeah. That's right. This is like a family podcast, yeah. It's not. I don't know who this is for. No one. I would say it's just for me, but I don't even think I'm going to enjoy it. It's just so I can say I've done it. Because if you can't match quantity, you know? beat them with quantity, if you can't match them with quality, that is the tagline of post-depression American capitalism. And it has done them good. Yeah? Tell them one World War II, we might not have the best tanks, but we'll have more. I think I stole that information from Bill Burr too. Yeah. All the best bits will be vaguely stolen from him, and all the rest will just be... Then on Boxing Day, yesterday, my brother and his wife, my sister-in-law, came down with my two little nephews, which was great fun. The four-year-old forced me to play four, and he was Captain America, and we fought, like, play fighting. Not even play fighting, just sort of pretend fighting, you know, until you're frustrated. And I dropkicked him. No, I didn't. I love him, honest. Yeah, I've got to play four. Although, if you've seen me, or know I am, know I was obviously playing Fat Four from the latest Avengers movie. But one of my sisters got him, the best gift. It's the Playmobil set, right? Well, it's like a Western town. So cool. It's got a sheriff's office and a bank. And you've got the bad guys and the sheriffs. And loads of like money bags, horses, guns, rifles. Even in the bank, there's got a bit where you can pull the wall off. Because it's like where they escape. Oh, so good. I really wanted it. I was like, oh, I wish I was a young boy. Or one of those guys who's nerdy enough to get away with playing with toys. I'm not. Not neither. Oh, I think that's why... I became a film director. It's like, I can't play with toys, but I can put humans in cowboys costumes and make them act out for me. That's an adult thing. You know, we're often just doing things to hide others, right? Like, the fact I'm doing this podcast is, if I talk to myself, usually I seem crazy. But if you put a microphone in front of you, people go, oh, he's doing a podcast. Take the microphone away, crazy. Put it back there, artist. So, yeah, this is keeping me from being sectioned. As you can see, my laughter, this show is an example of trickle-down economics. I'll have fun. And if you're lucky, some of that fun will trickle down to you. Yeah. And you're like, I'm not having any fun. Well, I proved my point about trickle-down economics, haven't I? Boom. Take that. Take that, Adam Smith. And then, this is the football bit. You know, on Bill Burr's podcast, he has the sport bit. And then people are like, oh, I'm not into sport. Why are you talking about sport? Well, I'm going to talk about sport, mainly Liverpool. Yeah, that's right. So if you're not a Liverpool fan, and you might find this offensive, turn off. Yeah. All right? Don't be like, oh, do you have to talk about that? Yeah. It's a free podcast. And this show is just me talking about things I like. Movies, the football. I was hesitating because I was like, I have things I like. me monster. Me don't like anything. But yeah, so Liverpool beat Leicester. Oh, I had to control myself because me and my brother were going to watch it. My mum was like, oh, we can play a board game while the football's on. And in my head, I was like, what? I just want to watch football. That is a thing. It's not just a background noise. Not when we're playing well. When we're playing shit, then maybe. But when we're actually exciting, it's just a thing to do. Nothing else with it. But no, I did do other things as well because, you know, you got to be a good son. You got to try, at least. And pretend you are. Oh, but we won. Oh, 4-0. Oh, to be fair, I don't think Leicester were, like, awful. But we just had sort of four clinical moments where we broke through. And Kasper Schmeichel was not happy at the end. He was saying that, the referee just wanted to be important. Was that what he said? Yeah. We should probably get a slap on the wrist for that, I guess. Usually they do. I don't know if it's just managers or anyone. Yes, it's good it's not fans because... I am the guy who's always like, it's fixed. He's getting a backhander just because the referee does something I don't like. Also, he probably is getting a buyout. Why wouldn't he? You know, I think we make a mistake when we think the standard is for people to have morals. I think no. I think people who have morals are actually extraordinary. Yes, and welcome to the Nihilist Pessimist Podcast. Pessimists and nihilists only. Yeah, so it was a good match, but hopefully Jordan Henderson isn't injured for too long because we're running out of midfielders. It did seem at the beginning, oh, maybe we've got too many centre midfielders. But now we're like, oh, that's why we've got so many, because they work so hard, we break a lot of them. Get the spare out, go on, wheel them out. So who have we got left who's fit in centre midfield? Milner, Genie, Keita, Oxlade-Chamberlain is out. Henderson is out, by the looks of things. Fabinho's out. We've got Lallana. Is he fit? I'm not sure. He had a little bit of a problem, right? He's always a... He has got, is it a long-running thing? Who knows? I don't know. But like any good football fan, it's not about what you know. It's about what you pretend to know. And then an evening, again, on Boxing Day, we played the blockbuster game. And so I love my brother, my older brother. He's the one who got me into films, right, when I was a kid. He was into films, and he got me into films like I watched. Oh, I used to borrow his videos, films I shouldn't have watched. But to shut me up, they let me watch things like RoboCop, Terminator 2. Oh. But to be honest, they used to make action figures for RoboCop and Terminator when I was a kid. So no wonder I wanted to see them. I know RoboCop had a cartoon, which is also weird. Because I don't know if you've seen the title for the RoboCop cartoon. And it's him getting, like, gunned down. It's obviously not as graphic as the real one, where they shoot off his... It shoots his groin off, right? And I swear there's a bit where they shoot off his hand, and it's just got, like, a hollow forearm spurting blood. Did I make that up? I don't know. Who knows? And then, yeah. So I had the Terminator figures. So obviously I wanted to see the film. And he also showed me Blade Runner when I was 5 or 6. I think I found it a bit boring, but I stuck with it. I think I'm going to do bits of it. He also sort of forced me to watch black and white films. So I kind of got through that, black and white, where's the colour? It's boring, quite early, which is nice. But I think the great thing about black and white films is they don't feel like films today. They have a different atmosphere, and, you know, they feel like from a different world, maybe. So I mean, that's what's quite cool about them. Yeah. that's how deep this is. Black and white films are cool. The Cleese podcast. Grunting and saying obvious things. At the end of the show, you get to name Khaleesi's mental age. So we're playing that. And it's a head-to-head round. Basically, someone reads out a topic, maybe films of superheroes, and then you take turns the naming a film of superhero, and whoever's like runs out of films to name loses. And we got very competitive. Went on for a while. What was even the topic? Oh, remakes. Yeah. And I got really annoyed. Because we started having a little bit of an argument in between, and then we had like a 15-second timer, right? So you have 15 seconds, and then you press the button if you can name a film, and then it resets it for another 15 seconds. It's the other person's go. And my mum tried to break it up, but it distracted me, and I got really annoyed because I couldn't think of any more films. So my brain went, I couldn't take it. We weren't competitive. I wasn't competitive beforehand, but then I played him, and I was like, I have to win. You know? It was like Darth Vader. He's Obi-Wan, and I was Darth Vader. Now I'm the master. Now I am the master. So, yeah. Things Khaleesi says on this podcast. Anyway, so that's that. It's a little soundboard for you there. There you go. Do you know what? I'm going to leave it there. It's the first episode. If you didn't enjoy this, tune in again like 20 episodes time, because it might be better than it might be worse. It might not even exist. But if it does, tune in again, try it again. It's the first one, so it's a bit rough. Actually, no, it's great. Or it's awful. I'm not sure. I'm going to view... I'm not going to be positive or negative. I'm going to be all emotions. It's amazing. It's terrible. It's not bad. It's quite good. I try really hard. So it's, you can decide which one of those I mean. Multiple choice. Right. Okay. So leave it there. So next time, not today. Let's keep it simple. I'm going to give you an email. If you want to send me like letters, emails and whatever and read out crap for you. Yeah. And that's that for now. I'm going to try and do this again tomorrow. My idea is try and do this daily. That might be too ambitious. Like, but they might just be really short, right? This one's a bit long, but it might then be one that's like 10 minutes, even 5 minutes, but that'll still be daily. And then one that's an hour, you know, Netflix style. Just like, yeah, one episode, 2 hours, the next one's 20 minutes, you know? And you're like, why don't you just even them out? And like, no, we're Netflix. We've got to be different, yeah? No, I love Netflix. Don't listen to that Netflix. Still employ me, please. I love you. All right. I've included Gariaku. Thank you for listening. I've enjoyed rooting around your ears. Yeah. Bit waxy. Clean them, would you, next time? Yeah. All right. I've included Gariaku. Let's do this again sometime. Bye.